last doctor's appointment started with the oncologist coming in and saying, "Mr. Rosa, the scan showed me things that I didn't expect to see." Our hearts sank. You know, just when I thought that the ride was starting to level out, the scan showed inconclusive activity. Well, since actually writing this podcast and recording it, we know what that inconclusive activity is. It's cancer. It's bad. You know, as we record these podcasts, it is our sincere hope that you learn something from our journey, and I want you to know from the bottom of my heart that we are never talking at you. We're talking to you from a very real and very raw place as we ourselves battle cancer.
Welcome to the Caregiver's Guide to Cancer podcast. This podcast is hosted by Amy Dover and Jose Rosa. I, Amy, am or was Jose's caregiver, depending upon what episode you're listening to. You see, the thing that frustrated us most about our new journey was the fact that there really wasn't a guidebook to tell us how to get through it. While this podcast won't be a complete guidebook, given that everyone's diagnosis, treatment, care plans, responses, etc., are all very different, it is, however, our sincere hope that you find nuggets in the stories told that will help you to navigate your journey as a caregiver. Now, here's our disclaimer. The content that you will hear in this podcast are stories of how others have navigated cancer and caregiving. It should not be taken as medical advice. We would be more than thrilled if you found a nugget that you believe would help you, but please first discuss it with your medical care provider before implementing it.
As I sit and write, Jose is still asleep. The news, it just exhausted him. It wiped every bit of energy right out of him. And honestly, I'm kind of glad that he's still sleeping. It's like my quiet time in the morning. We all know I love it. And today, I have a lot to process. I started my day yesterday, honestly, thinking that we were going to get the news that the cancer chapter was closed, or at least closing, and the chemo chapter was definitely closed. And instead, I heard news of another biopsy, more chemo, a stem cell transplant, and potentially radiation. That means more time in the hospital, a new chemo cocktail, new doctors, new procedures, new medical facilities, and that's just on the medical side. That doesn't even factor in anything inside our home or Jose's actual health outside of the infusion centers. Poor Jose, he's still sick. He will be poked and prodded in new ways. He will sit in the infusion room yet again, multiple times. He will likely lose his hair again. And y'all, the man just started to get his hair back. Talk about a mood booster. Let's just talk about this for a second. Hair does wonders for one's mental health. It really started to boost his mood, his mental health, his approach to surviving cancer and moving on. Having hair did a lot for him. So you can imagine what the idea of losing that hair will do again. I think the biggest part for him was he once said that, you know, it's one thing to feel sick. It's quite another to look in the mirror and see physically that you are sick. This episode is appropriately named The Roller Coaster Ride because there are many factors that take you on a roller coaster ride. It's amazing to me how something seemingly as simple as hair can take someone on one of the biggest roller coaster rides of the entire cancer process. We deal with needles, chemos, blood, pills, doctor's appointments, you name it, and hair has a big impact. It is definitely a roller coaster ride. Aside from the medical procedures part of the roller coaster and then his actual health roller coaster, we also have this little thing called life that happens around us every single day. Life goes on for everyone around us, and we seem to be stuck in this holding pattern. And don't get me wrong, that's not to say that we aren't grateful for what we have or that we quit living in this process, because that couldn't be farther from the truth. However, there are still many areas of our lives that are on hold for an indeterminate amount of time. You as a caregiver ride this roller coaster with your loved one. You're at the doctor's appointments, you're bringing dinner in bed, you're the rock, the counselor, the housekeeper, the sous chef, the cheerleader. And in my case, I'm the loving partner. You may be a daughter, a sister, a brother, a husband, Everyone's journey is slightly different, but we all play these roles because there's no place that we would rather be. I would never allow Jose to go through 1 minute of this without me. I was at every doctor's appointment and will be at every one that we have coming up. As much as I hope and pray that this chapter closes soon, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. We're going to beat this thing together. I want to say thank you for listening today. Usually I have more of a structure and a purpose for the episodes, but today's turned into more of a little bit of a rambling journal entry, I guess. The one thing that I want you to get from this is that this ride sucks. There's no sugarcoating that for sure, but it's a ride you've been called to endure. I pray that you give yourself the grace in these moments like this where all structure went out the window and I had to do what was needed in this moment. Give yourself the grace to recognize that there is no script to life and that you do the very best that you can every day. And that, my friend, is enough.
The content in this podcast consists of stories of how we and others have navigated cancer and caregiving. It should not be taken as medical advice. If you found a nugget that you believe will help you and your loved one in your cancer journey, we are thrilled, but please first discuss it with your medical care provider before implementing it. This podcast is brought to you by Laric Point Consulting. Laric Point guides business owners in developing streamlined operating procedures. For help developing new workflows and even outsourcing operational activities, visit them at laricpointconsulting.com. If you like what you've heard today and want more, be sure and subscribe so that you get alerts for new episodes. Until next time, Jose and I are sending you much love and prayers for healing.